Our guest on the cafe today is Kate Walsh, a young British singer-songwriter who's had amazing success in the UK on iTunes. No, she is not Kate Nash, who also fits that description, but whose music has beats and swear words. Kate Walsh is a quiet, introspective artist from Essex who nonetheless has become an internet phenomenon. We'll start with her performance of Your Song.
Stuck on a verse, I'm stuck on a boy who fills me with joy. I knew I was wrong to jump straight on into this picture so pretty, but he is so pretty to me. He doesn't know just how far I would go just to kiss him. He doesn't know how I pine. So I
Kate Walsh, and that is Your Song, which is the song that begins Tim's House, the album that's been out in Great Britain for a while and is now coming out here in the States, which leads me to the question, do you remember when you wrote that? Because it was probably a while ago, right?
Oh, yeah. This song is very special to me. I wrote this about 2.5 years ago. I remember I was living in my nan's house in London, in this top room of an old, Victorian terraced house, freezing cold up there, no heating, and these horrible single glazed windows. And but I was so in love with this guy, and I wrote it.
Now, I've read that a lot of these songs are about a past romance. And now you're happy, and now you're having trouble writing?
Yeah, that's true. It's a bit of a curse, you know.
That's funny.
You get all this pain and have all these things you need to get off your chest and get out of your system. And all the songs are hopeful, and they're just praying for the day when love comes and knocks on your door. And now it's here. I think my life's a bit boring.
That's funny. Well, tell me about Tim's house. You recorded this in Brighton.
Yes.
And what did you think you were doing when you were recording? Were you just doing demos? Did you think you were doing an album, or how?
Well, the guy Tim, who I recorded this with, he is part of a label called Folklore Records in Brighton, and I knew I wanted to make an album, but it was kind of who I wanted to put it out with as well. I did at the time. I wanted to put it out on a very, very small independent label, maybe even just do an EP. And so I met up with these guys, and Tim had a studio, so he said, "We'll come and we'll just do a track or two, you know, see if it even works." And we just got on so well. We were completely on the same page musically, and he made my songs into these beautiful landscapes. And by that time, me and my manager had really talked in length about me releasing the label, the album on my own label.
Mm-hmm.
But I still wanted Tim to record the record, so that's what happened.
I love the way you describe what he does with the songs. He puts some beautiful, real subtle harmonies, and yet there's some songs where there actually is ambient sound behind them, and it's really cool the way that happened.
Mm.
So very, very well done. Kate Walsh is our guest, and that was in Brighton, but that's not where you're from.
No, I'm from Essex.
You're from a small town called
Burnham on Crouch.
And you and that town don't get along so well?
Oh,
or is this a myth
just
now?
Well, it's not a myth. I mean, I guess if you're any kind of creative person who needs like-minded people around them and don't get it in the place they grow up, you grow out of that place very quickly. And
you're diplomatic.
Yeah, I have to be.
But why didn't you just go to London? Why to Brighton?
I went to Newcastle first because I was on a label called Kitchenware Records, who released my first album, Clock Tower Park, and they were based in Newcastle. So I thought, well, why not move up to Newcastle? I was ready to leave Essex, but I didn't know anyone in London, and it was a big step to take. And I just thought, take the sort of gently option, but turned out that it was a bit too gentle. Mm.
And what's the attraction to Brighton? Is it just working with these people, or?
Oh, well, I moved to Brighton originally because London didn't work out after Newcastle, and it was just like, it was going out of my mind. I'd moved back to Burnham, didn't know what to do, and somebody just said, well, why don't you go back to college to do what I'd originally planned to do, composition? And somebody told me about the Brighton Institute of Modern Music. Moved down there, and after a week or two of living there, I knew that I just found my home. I love it there.
Well, what was it like to go back to school after having the first album out and all that?
Very, very good for me. Mm-hmm. It was amazing to be with so many like-minded people, and the majority of the students were like 18 to 20. I mean, I was 23 then, so not much older, but they were all like, you know, university kids, and they were just so up for it. They just wanted to debate about music all day long and get together and jam, and it was amazing. And I do miss that side of it, but I did see it as a stepping stone to kind of putting me on the right track again.
Kate Walsh is our guest today on the cafe, and you did the song that's first on Tim's House, and you want to do the last song, the Fireworks?
Yeah, Fireworks. It was the last song that I wrote for the album, and we actually had another song on the album, but then I suddenly wrote this song out of nowhere, and we had to take one off to put this at the end.
Okay, this is Fireworks. And that is Fireworks today on the World Cafe. And, okay, you have to translate this for us, because the 5th of November, there would be no reason for fireworks here. And it's...
Yes, well, in England, back in the 1600s, the bunch of people headed by this guy called Guy Fawkes.
A bunch of people. That would you wouldn't that would not be on an exam. That won't but that's okay.
It was a group of Catholics that tried to overthrow the Protestant government, I think, if I'm right. And he tried to blow up Parliament, and they caught him and his cronies under in the cellars underneath Parliament, ready to blow it up with gunpowder. And so they got him and burnt him on a stake. And now every 5th of November every year we celebrate this. And it's bizarre because it's like a big lovely family outing. Everybody goes out in the evening with their little kids wearing mittens, and, you know, couples go out and they hold hands and get cozy by the bonfire, and there's this great effigy of a man being burnt on a stake. But and they let fireworks off everywhere to resemble the gunpowder.
Lovely. And so the meaning of the holiday has completely changed, I guess, or not.
Yeah, well, people just forget, I guess. Yeah. They all go out just for a bit of fun.
I thought it was Guy Fawkes Day, but I didn't want to didn't want to fail the exam myself. But Kate Walsh is our guest, and I think people compare you sometimes to Joni Mitchell because you seem to be this confessionary songwriter. Is there a lot of imagination put into what you write, or are you pretty
Nothing
straightforward?
Nothing at all.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah, it's...
French song, explain this one.
The French song, that really was just... I met a French boy in Brighton, and it didn't last very long. He was a bit weird in the end, but we had this little romance, and like everybody, I used to meet, you know, could this be the one, and I just, I was happy at the time, so I wrote this little ditty for him. He never heard it.
Oh, so this is when it seemed more possible.
Yes.
Okay.
I'll sit here and watch you. Just sit back and watch you. Don't wait for love, won't wait for you. Just speak so softly, I'll break down. Won't you be the one, won't you be the one, won't you be. I'm waiting for. So I'll just sit back and wait for you. I'll just sit back and wait for you. Don't be no fool when your heart beats. Won't you open my arms? Won't you wake me? Won't you be the one? Won't you be the one? Won't you be
song from the album Tim's House from Kate Walsh, who is joining us today on the World Cafe. Kate, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
Best of luck here in the States. Kate Walsh, our guest, and we'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.